Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Abe and Bob, others, your calls are coming up. We got Tex Mars joining us. We have Barbara Lee Fisher heading up the Vaccine Awareness Network. Very serious laws. I'm very close to passing for total vaccine maker liability protection and forced inoculation and federalization of your local towns and cities for forced inoculation. That's coming up. We'll be talking about Halloween here in a few minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Abe in Florida. Abe, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones. I'm in full support of your work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch on a few points. The last week, I was, you know, flipping through television and, you know, just seeing what was on. And MTV, the wasteland that it is, there's this show called Punk, whereby they stimulate an environment to try to create a stimulus from, you know, popular celebrities. And the show host, Ashton Kutcher, he just, you know, blatantly put it out there, you know, and I'm sure you're... I'm sure some of your viewers might have seen it, but he just blatantly put like ID cards. You know, we're in the future. You know, where's my card where I could just, you know, immediately go to the bank or, you know, just get money out.
Yeah, it's all very overt. Oh, we're all going to have chips. Oh, we're all going to have cards. Oh, it's good. And it doesn't matter if 90%+ of us are against it in major polls. They'll keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating.
Yeah.
Well, that's just how you know, say, domesticate a wild horse. You just keep getting in the pen with it over and over and over again until it just gets used to you and accustomed to you. We have to consciously realize how they're manipulating us and be insulted by it and resist it.
Right, right. But do you think at this point that we could just reach the mass of Americans? Because, I mean, I'm a college student myself, and when I talk to, you know, fellow college students, they're completely oblivious to the fact that, you know, life isn't just what it teaches you in school, and in the new world, they just have no comprehension of.
A lot of that is because we've been trained to, number one, be soft and to be lazy and to be self-centered and to only feed our animal instincts, but they're not going to be satisfied. That's never satisfying. They're going to want the higher, you know, higher levels of understanding. And they're going to be abused by this system. So plant the seeds and know that they will sprout. And it's never been a majority that changed things, sir. We already have well more than what our founding fathers had at 5%.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was also watching the Simpsons last night. And when you spoke about how they're trying to... you know, reach you on television, it was just so weird when you spoke about it, and then I saw it myself. They showed guns being destroyed, Homer destroyed, you know, he asked some cop, and they try to, you know, just play it down because it's a cartoon. They showed guns being destroyed and then a nuclear bomb going off, and then right after that I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that's crazy how they just, you know, blatantly put that, well, not blatantly, but indirectly put it, In the cartoon. Yeah.
It's called operant conditioning.
Yeah. And David Icke, I know you don't completely agree with some of his stuff, and it is truly bizarre. But The Secrets of the Matrix, he said that these people are targeting the unconscious part of the brain.
Well, that's Edward Bernays. That's mainstream. Thanks for the call. See what David does. I think David's a nice guy. He talks about all this real stuff, then he adds things to it that can't be proven, and hence then people think all the proven stuff may not be true. When you take a mid-level advertising class at a good university, they will, this is openly taught, okay? The conscious mind is up here in the cerebral cortex, but the subconscious brain catalogs and is hooked into the instincts and everything, and that's what's being hit. That's why it's good to not watch a lot of TV or be very selective about it. I mean, even if I try to watch a show about dolphins, at the end it's give up all your property, world government's good, the animals are dying. You know, everything has the propaganda in it. And there's subliminals, too. I mean, big time. By the way, subliminals are public. That's not a... The industry will admit that if you just read about it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have Texas Myers on the line with us. We'll be going to my good friend, the professor, here in just a moment to give you the history of Halloween. But just to recap, Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, who is supposedly a socialist, but he took land taken by neocon governments in the past and gave it back to the indigenous population with the deeds. So our government, the Supreme Court, is ruling that we don't own private property, and if some private robber baron wants it, they can come and take it and not even pay you fair market value. Now, that's literally like feudal lords 800 years ago in ancient England in the days of Longshanks just saying, I want your property, I want your wife, I want your daughter, I'm taking your sons as slaves to serve in my military. I mean, that's slavery, ladies and gentlemen. We forget that it isn't just black Americans who were slaves. A lot of white people came here as indentured servants, and you never got out of your 7 years of indentured servitude because they get you into debt, then you'd be a sharecropper. But that's a side issue with Hugo Chavez. The point is, he's getting off the IMF and World Bank. He's getting out of the system. He's got his own oil. And now he's saying that our government is satanic, that this is a way to terrorize the public, that dressing up like demons is bad, and that it's not our way, that it's not Christian. And I have a lady that cleans our house. because I'm too busy. My wife's too busy working all the time to do it. And she's got her green card, folks. Don't worry. I don't hire illegals. Really sweet, nice lady. And she's from Brazil. And I was talking to her last week, and I said, oh, Halloween's coming up. And she said, oh, no, we don't celebrate that. That is Diablo. And I said, oh, really? She goes, yes, it's a festival of the devil. We don't worship the devil. And I said, oh, I don't worship the devil either. We don't celebrate that. So there's a lot of things down in Latin America. Now, in Mexico, they do, folks, and they got the Day of the Dead and all that because you got that whole Aztec influence. But not in South America, folks, not in Central America. And BBC admits, quote, Halloween, a pagan festival characterized by mischief-making, is marked every year on October 31st of October. And it is the year Halloween has the most murders and abductions and most violence of any day in the year. And what, it's number three for DWIs. Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving's number one. And number two is New Year's. But the point is, hundreds of homes burned down in Detroit on Devil's Night. Why would you let your children be part of this? Even if you don't believe in God, which I think is foolish, you should know, folks, having your child dress up in an outfit and go demand something from someone, that's what the Druid priest would come and demand your horse, demand your oxen, demand your cat, demand your child, to burn them, to kill them, to slit their throats, to throw them in a peat bog. Were we able to get text on a better phone there, guys? Okay, good. I was waiting for the cue on that. So honored to have Tex Mars, powerofprophecy.com, of course, TexMars.com, and ConspiracyWorld.com, best-selling author, Air Force officer. He married my wife and I, good friend of mine, always good to have him back up. And Tex, thank you for coming on with us today.
Hey, Alex, great to be with you.
Halloween, Tex, why should we not celebrate Halloween? Why should we keep our children out of Samhain or Samhain?
Well, you mentioned the Samhain or Samhain, as many occult call it. First of all, Alex, we're not against at all kids having a good time or parents having a good time, or even though it's probably not the most healthy, eating a lot of sweets at a given time of year. I think I've eaten too many sweets, and it's put on a lot of pounds on me over the years. But here is the absolute truth of Halloween. It has always been a satanic day. It is a witchcraft day. You know, in the witchcraft calendar, there are eight Sabbats. The second most powerful day of witchcraft for all witches. And you can talk to the head of the Church of Wicca or the Salem witchcraft sect and all of those. But the second most important day is this day, Halloween. And it comes, of course, from pagan sources. It really was not practiced in the United States until 1845, when many people from Ireland and Scotland came over after the horrible potato famine. So many immigrants came to the United States from Ireland. Unfortunately, they brought with them the worship of the Druids, at least a certain number did. It caught on and now has become a major holiday in the United States. But it is the worship of the dead. It is necromancy. It is affiliation with spirits. Now, I know that most parents out there are probably saying, oh, this is crazy. It's just a fun day. But we're not talking about dressing up just in costumes as historical figures or such. We're talking about devils. We're talking about witchcraft. We're talking about Dracula, vampirism, and all of these things which, Alex, are based on reality. They are not based on myth. They're not based on cartoons. They're based on real things.
Well, Tex, as you know, every couple of weeks I see where some teenagers kidnap an old woman and cut her head off and drink her blood. I mean, it's exploding. Murders are exploding, these vampiric murders. Of course, they're not physical, live-forever vampires, but that's where the legends come from, are these murdering death cults.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer, that's what he did. He started out in the occult. He began to kill animals, dogs and cats. He graduated up to human beings. He was an occultist. He was a Satan worshiper. And then he began to be a cannibal even. And in fact, you know, Julius Caesar saw what we would call Halloween being celebrated when he conquered the Gallic lands and went over into Scotland. He saw the Stonehenge type of celebrations. He said himself that the Druids practiced not only witchcraft. This is in the writings of Julius Caesar.
Now, I actually own a volume of his letters back to Rome, and he goes, these people are just total heathen.
Oh, he
this is a worshiper of Mars and a worshiper of Zeus and a worshiper of, you know, all these pagan gods who he's calling it evil.
That's right. Well, at least they didn't. One of the things he noted was that they would sacrifice victims to their so-called gods, and then their high priest, the Druid priest, would eat the flesh of their victims. So this was just abhorrent to Julius Caesar and to the Romans. But I believe this happens now. You know, I had a call some years ago from a policeman in San Antonio, and he wanted to find out more about Halloween and what witchcraft folks do and Satanists. And he told me that throughout the city of San Antonio, in the environs, in the wooded areas, in the hill country, they find satanic altars after Halloween, and they actually find the bones and charred bodies of animals, and so this is, you know, something that they wanted to try to put an end to.
Tex, I personally found that hiking around in the hill country around Austin, because I'll go on 10-15 mile hikes, especially back in the day when I had time, and you will run into satanic altars.
You do indeed. I have a picture coming up in one of my newsletters, Alex, of Liz Carpenter. Now, remember, she was the personal secretary to Lady Bird Johnson. She's big in Democratic Party politics, and when Hillary Clinton came to town, you know, they met, and but actually a picture of her howling at the moon. It said that she and other feminists, on the night of the full moon, go out and howl at the moon. And this is in witchcraft called drawing down the moon. Here we have probably the most famous woman in Texas politics, Liz Carpenter, howling at the moon out in the hill country. Along with her, you know, liberal, democratic, feminist friends.
And I interrupted you. Back to the police officer. He was calling up about all these altars everywhere.
Yeah, and he told me at that time, but this was several years back, that a number of the Humane Society shelters and such in the Central Texas area, especially in San Antonio, at that time, they put a prohibition against the adopting of cats, especially black cats. And this is across America, the ASPCA and Humane Society actually know that many of witchcraft sects will go and adopt animals, especially black cats, and then sacrifice them. So this is not just fun and games. These people take it seriously. And let me say one other thing, Alex, for people that are scratching their heads right now. You have exposed the Bohemian Grove. And what is the Bohemian Grove? But a meeting in the forest. This is the same thing the Druid priest and the others did. And they worshiped the great fire god, and they made human sacrifice, or at least had an effigy that appeared. So we're talking about the top politicians in America, Europe, and the world that meet annually deep in a grove in California. You have outed this. You were the first one to do so. This is nothing more than satanic. Halloween is a reflection of what you found at the Bohemian Grove.
Well, Tex, I mean, look at how the violence and the murder explodes on this night.
Well, yeah, they said that already, even here in Austin, Texas, I think 250 arrests they announced last night already. We haven't even had the big celebration of Halloween. They've already gotten 250 arrests, mostly for alcohol and so forth.
But you judge a tree by its fruits.
Well, you do. And, you know, not too long ago, a mother wrote to me, sent me a news clipping. Maybe we can talk more about this on the break.
Yeah, let's talk about it on the other side, and then maybe get a little bit into Christmas. See, now it's not Jesus. Now it's a jolly elf. And for those that don't know, Christmas was actually banned for about 20 years in England in the early 1800s because of mass murder and killing. Santa Claus isn't a very friendly fellow. He's actually kind of like Freddy Krueger.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment. Cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I tell you, with guests like Tex Mars, we always have the best radio off air during the last 4 minutes talking to Tex. I was mentioning my new film, The Order of Death, that's coming out. That's going to be put on at the same video, same DVD as Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It'll be available in about 2-3 weeks. But how the local pagans didn't like me mentioning how the elite was doing rituals. They were just mad about the policies. And how a year after we snuck in, we caught video of them when Ed Homan went out there doing their own ritual at the gates of the Grove. And one of them called in Amon. They said Amon. And then I knew it was Egyptian, but Texas said that it corresponds to the Canaanite Moloch So, Tex, I tell you, it just never ends, does it?
Well, it really doesn't. It's very interesting, the connection there. But again, we get back to the Bohemian Grove. There's so much in the Old Testament, God warning about those who went to the groves and worshipped their gods. You know, talk about these pagans who were demonstrating against your exposures, and they don't like to be exposed because they get good press coverage on Halloween in the mainline media, you see. So they don't like it when an Alex Jones or Tex Mars comes up. I was in Seattle on King TV some years ago, and they had a big town meeting there, and they had all the witches come out to debate me, you know, and I was about the only Christian in the audience. And there I was. It was sort of like a Oprah Winfrey show, except it seemed everybody was hostile against the Christians. But one of the witches got up, and she talked about how terrible it was. This is, by the way, during Halloween period. She said how terrible the Christians were. They've always persecuted witches. And she said, and they accuse us of worshiping Satan. Why, we don't even believe in the devil and witchcraft. The devil is a Christian invention. So the host came to me and stuck the microphone in my face, Alex, and said, what about that? The witches say they don't worship the devil. And I looked right at this witch, and I said, you worship the goddess, do you not? She said, yes, I worship the lady of the forest. And I said, and you worship the consort, the male, which is Pan, right? The horned god. She said, yes, but... She began to stammer, you know. She says, but Pan, the horned god we worship, that's not Satan. He's the god of the forest. I said, and he has horns. She says, well, yes, but that's not the devil. So I think it's interesting how they try to define their own terms as they would like to do it. You know, I have an interesting fact here, Alex, for your audience. A lot of kids dress up as Dracula, Count Dracula. And, you know, Sesame Street, one of the characters is a count, like Dracula. I noticed even a cereal is called Count Chocula, after chocolate. But people don't realize there literally was a real Dracula.
And Bush and Kerry are related to him.
Yeah, I have heard that. That's actually been proven.
Yeah, MSNBC did the genealogy.
Well, this is an interesting thing. Now, there's a book. And I had a copy of it some years ago, and I went out and did research, and it's on a ruler in Eastern Europe named Vlad, V-L-A-D, the Impaler.
Yeah, Vlad the Dragon, the Impaler.
Yeah, and he killed over 100,000 people. He was ruler of a small nation, and he tortured them. He would impale their bodies on spears, and he would drink blood. Over 100,000. He locked many of them into a palace and burned them alive. That's how he got rid of the beggars and the homeless. He just locked them up and burned them alive. But this was a real character. So when you play around with Dracula, you're really, you know, imitating a real character.
Well, I see people dressed up like Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. It's like it's real funny.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I think it was Freddy Krueger from one of the movies. He actually said he studied the life of Ted Bundy and used that as an inspiration for how his mannerisms and such and how he acted. You know, back to Vlad, the Impaler, it's interesting that Lenin, you know, was not the monster of the Red Terror, who murdered so many Christians and others in Soviet Russia. His first name was Vladimir. He named himself. That was not his real name. He was born with another name. But he named himself Vladimir, after Vlad. And it may even be of interest to people that Putin, the current, you know, he was with the KGB, and now he's the new dictator, basically, of Russia. And his name is Vladimir Putin.
Well, we know that they were called the Red Terror, the Red Star, and it's actually talked about. This is well documented, where they're killing all these people, and he goes, I need more blood.
More blood. He literally called out for that. And May 1 is the highest holy day in witchcraft, and that was the day they celebrated the coming of communism. May 1, May Day.
May Day, how cute. Oh, it's friendly. We'll be right back with Tex Mars, more about Halloween, more about his new book, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
Tex Mars is going to be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. Your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Tex, before we go any further, give us some of your websites and tell us about your amazingly powerful newsletter and also your new book, Codex Magica.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you, that book, wow, it's going to be a very controversial book. It's going to be out November 1st, and I understand you're going to be offering it on your program on Infowars.com, your website. And I'll tell you, people will have never seen a book like this. It's over 600 pages. It seems to be about 2 inches thick. It's really an encyclopedia, and it's the first book to ever expose. Actually, it has over 1,000 pictures, photographs, illustrations, and it actually shows what I call the criminals of the Illuminati, some of the top politicians, entertainers, bankers, financiers, secret society leaders in the world, as they do their secret hand signals, handshakes, even use their bodies, mysterious secret symbols, hidden codes, and all of this you're going to see in the book. And this is a book basically that I've been researching for well over a decade, and it's taken me almost 5 years to put it all together.
Tex, this
Codex
is your
Magica.
Codex Magica. This is your creme de la creme. This is your masterwork. This thing just proves without a shadow of a doubt, folks, page after page, document after document, it's overwhelming. And, I mean, I remember years ago you were working on this book, Tex. I mean, normally you'd write a book in a year or you know, even faster, and these were thick, well-researched, powerful books. I mean, the first book I ever heard the word RFID was your book, Project Lucid, back in 1996. I mean, no one had ever heard of it, and you have the documents, how it would be used to buy and sell, and how it would be used to track us, and, you know, now Catherine Ahlberg's getting kudos for writing it, and you know, good for her, but Tex is a real trailblazer, and Tex, describe, you know, why you took so long to write this, and why it ended up being so long. I mean, I'm the same way, but not as scholarly as you are. I mean, you just want to keep adding more and more documentation because there's so much. Why leave any of it out?
Well, you know, I had to leave some of it out, but it's in a large format. It's sort of like a coffee table type book, 624 pages in all. It has a lot of footnotes and references, but mostly the pictures. And then I explain. And by the way, to make sure there's no argument, I go back and I actually have the pages out of some of the secret manuals and textbooks of the Illuminati secret societies and the Masonic handbooks and stuff. So I show how they teach their initiates, for example, in Freemasonry, the first to the 33rd degrees, how they use their different hand signals and all and how they describe them. Then I actually show U.S. senators, presidents, prime ministers, Federal Reserve chairman and so forth using these same symbols and how they do it, how they move their body, even the words they use. And listen to this, Alex. You're going to see this on the cover of Time, Newsweek, all of the CBS, ABC, NBC sitcoms. There's even entertainers that have been brought into this and taught how to use their bodies. The sitcoms like Seinfeld, you'll see Jewish Kabbalistic hand signs used. The sign of Satan, El Diablo. And I will explain the difference between that in the book and, you know, just what the deaf do, the I love you of the deaf. There is a significant difference, and people will see that. But all of those things are exposed, I believe, for the first time ever in this book. Why did it take so long? You know, I think what is interesting, and I didn't even think about it till this moment, here you and I are talking about Halloween. It is the second most significant day on the witchcraft calendar, Alex. I didn't realize my book is being released basically on Halloween Day. Maybe God wants us to expose the occult and the Illuminati or the occult.
It was going to be out about a month ago, but it got held up.
Yeah, it got held up by the printer.
Now you're firing this major, scholarly, but also very interesting work at the enemy on their day. Of course, this is the eve of the day, and then tomorrow is when the book actually comes out. We put in our order now, folks, for a whole bunch of these, so I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and order Codex Magica, 600-plus pages, over 1,000 pictures from InfoWars.com, or get it from Tex Mars. Tex, give us the phone number at your office so folks can call and get the book or call and get your free newsletter.
Well, I want to mention again, because a lot of people know about InfoWars.com, your website. It'll be available there. Or they can go to our websites, powerofprophecy.com. And, by the way, they can simply get our free newsletter. We'll be glad to give them this issue coming up, which talks about Codex Magica. And they'll see some of the actual hand signs that we won't even charge them for that. Just ask for the free newsletter about Codex Magica. Just call toll-free 1-800-234-9673. And say, I'd like to know more about Codex Magica. Nobody will ask you to give a cent. We'll just take your name and address down, and we'll send it right in the mail to you. No obligation whatsoever.
And, folks, it's a really nice newsletter with a lot of key information. In fact, when I did a newsletter for a while, I modeled it off of Texas. In fact, copied it, really. And then even used the same printer here in Austin because it's so nice. Tex, give that number out again twice, please.
Well, you're very kind. 1-800, toll-free, 234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Of course, they can go ahead and order the book. We're going to be getting it in this week, and we'll still, you know, mail it right out. But I want to mention, as soon as we get it off the truck, we're going to bring over your boxes, too. I believe people will wake up. This will awaken thousands of people because we're being conditioned.
Codex, Codex Magic doesn't wake up more than that, because I told you earlier, I really wanted to make a documentary where I went through and showed it all, but there's so much to have it in this coffee table style book, such an easy read, so, well illustrated, to have all of their own photos, their own admissions. This is how the elite communicates with each other. This is, really, these occult groups, folks, are like the original secret societies. They're really just intelligence agencies with these occult trappings and these occult beliefs involved. So now people are going to have really the blueprint to understand a whole new language. It's like learning German or learning French or learning Spanish, isn't it, Tex? And you have kind of decoded the Rosetta Stone.
Well, I believe that I have. And I've used, interestingly enough, their own textbooks. I've had to go all the way back to 1860, even the 1700s, to find some of these textbooks. It's interesting how a lot of high-level Freemasons have died over the years, and their widows have sent me their libraries and their books. So this is how I came upon much of the material, literally from widows who were horrified when they went into their dead husbands' libraries and such and found the textbooks and such. And by the way, you mentioned Amun. One of the ladies, the widows, actually sent me a book and showed where her husband had been worshiping the god Amun, believing that he would gain prosperity. And you mentioned that the pagans and the witches were demonstrating against you and worshiping the god of Amun.
Tex, you haven't seen the video yet. That's what the ritual is, to give them prosperity and to take it away from George Bush. They, at the end of the ritual, they say, give us prosperity, and then they turn towards them and say, take it away from them.
Take it away from them. It's interesting now. A lot of people would say, well, hand signs, handshakes, secret gestures, the way things are set up in the movies and in magazine scenes, this is just clown stuff. This is just fun and games. This is not serious, but remember, John Wayne Gacy, who killed 28 young boys, this homosexual monster, loved to dress up as a clown. And he once told a police officer, quote, a clown can get away with murder. So, it's like they're mocking, they're tormenting the masses. They believe we're so stupid, so profane.
Well, it's like Bohemian Grove. Other people watch the ritual and they go, oh, it's just a play. They're just having fun. Folks, world leaders travel from around the world. Helmut Schmidt, in his own autobiography, German Chancellor, said, we do Druid rituals in Germany, but my favorite place to do them is in America. They take it very seriously.
He did say that. In fact, it was in his biography, Men and Powers. I recall reading that, Alec. You got a great memory. But these people believe this, and by the way, when you study the history of the Illuminati, something like Halloween and what happens at Halloween is fun and games, but it's serious for them. You know, we look back and we see things like the guillotine during the French Revolution as hideous and gruesome, and it's almost like a Halloweenish thing. But these were live human beings, thousands brought to the guillotine and their heads cut off. And why did it happen? Because of the Order of the Illuminati that was founded in 1776. By the way, its official founding date was May 1st. That's the Witches' Sabbat, their great high holy day called Beltane. It's the worship of Baal. And there, again, we go back to the Bible. The great fire god, Baal, was worshipped by the ancients. So all of these things, they bring back the ancient mystery religions. And that's why I believe the witches go and howl at the moon. By the way, in a book called Under the Sign of the Scorpion, which we offer at powerofprophecy.com, Jerry Lena, who did tremendous research in this book, he's a man from Sweden, and I'm going to send you a copy of his book, Alex, if you don't have it. But he actually documents how Lenin, in his last days, His body was wrecked. He died of syphilis, believe it or not, Vladimir Lenin. But he had have his servants wheel him out to his balcony on the night of the full moon, and he would howl like a wolf. And here is the man who is still worshipped today by Marxists in America, many of the college professors, howling at the moon. And, of course, the witches worship the great moon goddess.
And Ozzy Osbourne, oh, yeah, bark at the moon. And then George Bush calls him in and goes, ha, blood and hell and death and destruction, we love Ozzy. It's all a big joke. Oh, and Skull and Bones, mock sacrifice, it's all a joke. But then in the real world, they're bombing innocent countries. They're running over people with bulldozers. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're putting poison in the water. They're genetically engineering the food where it's toxic. They're doing all this evil, Tex, and we ask why? It's a sacrifice, isn't it?
It is. I am convinced. In fact, I did 2 hours of radio programs on this. I have the audio tapes now of what happened at the World Trade Center. It was absolutely a satanic sacrifice there, those two buildings coming down. Everything is done by these people, Alex, during either the new moon or the full moon, and many times occult astrology. Now, that's not the astrology you read about in your newspaper when you want to know what, you know, for fun and games, the horoscope, the sun signs. There is a deep form of occult astrology, and they use this, and they use the witches eight Sabbats each year, you know, all the way. They have a witch's calendar, and they frame all of their works around these days because they believe that this brings in, unleashes the powers from the spirit world. So they do. By the way, Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, all of its 32 directorates reported to him. Now, there is a Secretary General, but this guy actually runs the UN on a day-to-day basis. He recently retired.
He's like the city manager.
Exactly, like a city manager. He admits in his book, I have a copy of a book by him called First Lady of the World.
He says you've got to take a Luciferian initiation or you'll be killed.
That's right. And he actually, remember, First Lady of the World, here the witches call their goddess the First Lady.
Ah.
Sort of interesting. Our Lady, the First Lady. But Mueller says that the Rockefellers donated the money to buy the land on which the United Nations building sits. Okay, so we have the Rockefeller connection of the Illuminati. But then he says the reason that site was chosen there was because in decades past, it had been used as a cattle slaughtering place. And he said thousands and thousands of cattle were brought there and slaughtered. He said the blood of these cows ran into the ground and made that a holy and sacred place. The sacrifice of the cows, their blood, makes the United Nations a holy place.
Well, Tex, this is what you do as a scholar. You go get books that these world leaders wrote themselves. You put it in a big book, show pictures of them making hand signs, and have all this evidence, and still people are in denial. It's not like he didn't say this and Schmidt didn't say this, and it isn't like Ronald Reagan, to the exact minute he gave a speech, was according to deep astrology. It's not like the Bushes and Kerry aren't Skull and Bones, aren't Bohemian Grove. I mean, their whole worlds revolve around this.
They do indeed. You know, you mentioned the Order of Skull and Bones. Here again, do we not have a Halloween celebration? They dress up in costumes. They have bones, literally bones, I mean, of human beings, in their tomb, which is the name of their building. You know, you've discussed this. We've talked about it together even on the radio. And on your website, there's articles about it. So this was a Halloween celebration, but they take it deadly serious. And I believe it carries on into their life. And the American people, it is so fantastic. Many people are so good, and they're gullible, they're sincere. They can't believe this. They can't believe it's possible that a Bill Clinton or a George W. Bush, and notice we got Democrats and Republicans there, or a Hillary Clinton or a Laura Bush could be involved in this.
Well, it's also very, very scary.
Well, it is, because it totally destroys our concept of politics and government. I'll give you one example of this, Alex. You know, I mentioned that Halloween was not celebrated in America until 1845. Here's something for your audience to get some meat onto. It was in 1845, I have it right here, the United States Congress passed the law which set the first Tuesday after the first Monday of November as Election Day. Now, we have Election Day coming up this week, right?
Yes.
The first Tuesday after the first Monday. Why did they do that? Because this was a special day to the Druids and the witches, of which the Illuminati are patterned after their date. This was known as Slaughter Day. It was the day they slaughtered their cattle. Now, they couldn't do it on a Monday because that was the moon day. That was the worship of the goddess. They had to do it on Tuesday. It was the first Tuesday then, you might say, after the first Monday, after what? After Halloween, or Samhain Day, the day they worship the dead. They kill their cows, slaughter their animals for the coming winter season so they could store the food, and the blood flowed on that day. Election Day is Slaughter Day.
It's unbelievable. Tex, stay there. We're going to come back and get a little bit into how they're replacing other Christian holidays with other pagan dates, like Christmas. And again, one more time, you got to get the new book, Codex Magica, available at Infowars.com right now. Taking pre-orders. It's coming in this week. We'll ship it out to you. Or get it over there from Tex Mars, directly from the source, Power of Prophecy.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Signs, mysterious symbols, and the hidden codes of the Illuminati. And you know, so much stuff about the occult that I've researched, it's baloney. And so many of these books about codes in the Bible and all this, more baloney. This is real. This is the dominant force in our world, are occultists who think that we're a bunch of cattle, and they openly write about it in their memoirs, and countless widows get into their attics and find all this stuff later. We end up getting it. But Charlotte Iserby, you know, she was high-level Reagan administration. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and had like a deathbed confession and accepted Jesus before he died. She was taking care of him when he had cancer. She had to listen to, he had to listen to her every day doing talk radio interviews about what was happening with education, and he finally woke up, and he said, oh, yeah, it's, you know, he cried about being a member and said it was horrible. That's all he'd say. But the point is that it's not too late for people to turn back, but most of them have already totally gone over to the other side, so I guess it may be too late. That's open for debate. But this is what's running things. You want to know the language? Believe me, I've studied it a lot. And to be able to see it on the cornerstones of buildings, know what sect it is, know what their specialties are, know what they're doing when they're flashing hand signs on TV, when I'm debating somebody on TV and they're flashing hand signs. All this stuff. I've told the story of my great-great-uncle, Uncle Houston, my dad's great-uncle, and he was a Mason, and he ran, during Prohibition, ran liquor stores, underground, you know, speakeasies in Houston, and two guys tried to rob him. He killed them. And the point is that he went in and flashed a Mason in distress sign at the judge, and the judge just said, case dismissed instantly. And you know, that can be abused. That is abused. My Uncle Houston wasn't evil, folks. He was a mid-level Mason. But later in life, became high level, and he told my daddy, don't join the Masons. Why, he wouldn't exactly tell him. But now we know. And look, it's so important to get Codex Magica. Please go to Infowars.com or call toll-free to get it. 1-888-253-3139. Get this new book, 888-253-3139. Or go over to conspiracyworld.com and link through to get the phone number or text right there on that site as well. Text, we're about to break and come back and start the next hour. We will go to John and Mike and Larry and Gary and others. But for the person that has trouble understanding, you know, why this occult system is out there and who buys into the propaganda that Christians are a bunch of nuts who just want to persecute, you know, these sweet little pagans, I don't think a lot of people realize that the pagans have also posed as Christians to carry out their sacrifices, haven't they?
Well, of course, they would have to do that. You know, Satan would love nothing better than to pollute the real Christian church. But I think more and more today we're becoming aware of these things. We're becoming alert. And you know, I myself, when I was a young man growing up, I couldn't imagine anything, you know, being wrong with Halloween. It was a little frightening, a little bit scary, but I didn't know it was actually an occult day still in practice. You know, I recently read, and I know you have, the news headlines. This has been going on for several years in Europe, in Belgium. Now we find out that there's an entire network of politicians and judges throughout Europe that are tied with a child abduction murder snuff film production ring.
And we're talking about killing
Europe.
We're talking about killing toddlers.
Killing toddlers, and this guy had been let go by judges and such. These things are real. I believe it's happening in America. You know, just the mainstream. You know, Fred Barnes, who puts the Saturday Review or the National Review, one of the conservative magazines, said something on TV recently. He said, in all the history of the United States, a Freemason has never been convicted of murder. You mentioned that, how they favor each other, the judges and so forth. Isn't that interesting? Millions of Masons, not one of them has ever gone to the death chair.
Well, it is admitted that they let him go, and then they found two more dead kids.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.